Good morning and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup. Today's host is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. Pinterest new vaccine search will offer something rare on social media. Facts. Facebook seeks to strengthen its political ad requirements ahead of the 2020 US election. Facebook's testing a new screen sharing option for Messenger. And LinkedIn reportedly used by some nations to recruit spies. Pinterest new vaccine search will offer something rare on social media. Facts. The Guardian. Users looking for medical advice will get results from major public health groups in an effort to combat misinformation. When Pinterest realised in 2018 that the search results for many health-related terms such as vaccines or cancer cure were polluted with non-scientific misinformation, the visual social media site took a radical step. It broke the search function for those terms. If you're looking for medical advice, please contact a healthcare provider, a message on the otherwise blank page read. On Wednesday, Pinterest announced a new step in its effort to combat health misinformation on its platform. Users will be able to search for 200 terms relating to vaccines, but the results displayed will come from major public health organisations, including the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, American Academy for Pediatrics, and Vaccine Safety Net. Facebook seeks to strengthen its political ad requirements ahead of the 2020 US election. Social Media Today. Facebook has announced a new set of updates designed to strengthen its political advertising tools and stop misuse by politically motivated groups in the lead up to the 2020 US election. First off, Facebook is adding new information requirements for the ads which are listed as coming from a US originated political group. Under Facebook's improved political transparency process, any ad paid for by a political group or candidate needs to be labelled as such and approved by Facebook under the same. But tests have shown this is not foolproof. Late last year, Vice News documented how it was able to run ads paid for by Mike Pence and other political candidates and have them approved by Facebook. Facebook's testing a new screen sharing option for Messenger, Social Media Today. Facebook is testing a new Messenger video option, which would enable you to share your phone screen in a Messenger chat as opposed to using the camera. Spotted by reverse engineering expert Jang Manchang Wong, the new option, as you can see above, visit socialday.live, would switch to a screen share of your mobile device, enabling you to share in-app experiences, videos, etc. The text in the first prompt reads, "You can share your favourite content with your video chat. This turns off your camera and lets everyone in the chat see your screen." There is also a second warning before you go ahead, which is probably a good thing, as there may be private or personal information on the screen that you may not want to share with group chat. Worth prompting a second thought before going ahead. LinkedIn reportedly used by some nations to recruit spies, digital trends. LinkedIn isn't only an excellent way to find new business opportunities and network with others who work in the same field. It's also a great way for foreign powers to recruit spies, according to a New York Times report published on Tuesday, August 28th. The practice has been going on for a number of years, the report claims, with Western counterintelligence officials from several nations warning some individuals to be wary of foreign agents using the social networking site for recruitment purposes. Officials speaking to The Times described Chinese spies as the most active on LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to today's stories. For more information, please visit socialday.live. Have a fantastic day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more trending headlines.